Hi, I am David Yeoman, and it is indeed a pleasure to be reading these audio files for you. I am 57 and have recently been identified with high-functioning autism, Asperger's, dyslexia, ADHD, dysculia, and dyspraxia. So please forgive me for any stutters, hesitations, and mispronunciations. So let us begin. What is dyslexia? With the right support, children and adults with dyslexia can achieve as much as anyone else. Learners with dyslexia will benefit from early identification, appropriate intervention, and targeted effective teaching, enabling them to become successful learners, confident individuals, and effective contributors. Dyslexia can affect the way people communicate, and it's different for everyone. It's not just about reading and writing, and it's not an indication of low intelligence. It is estimated that 1 in 10 people are dyslexic. Dyslexia exists in all cultures and across the range of abilities and socio-economic backgrounds. It is hereditary, lifelong, and neurodevelopmental condition and is classed as a disability under the Equality Act. Unidentified dyslexia can result in low self-esteem, high stress, behavioural problems, and low achievement. However, there are strengths associated with dyslexia. People with dyslexia can be very creative and enjoy practical tasks. Strong visual thinking skills, for example, seeing and thinking in a three-dimensional manner. People with dyslexia often visualise a picture from plans. Good verbal skills and good social interaction. Good at problem solving, thinking outside the box, and seeing the whole picture. However, there are also weaknesses associated with dyslexia. Problems with reading, taking notes, remembering numbers, names, and details. Difficulty with timekeeping, managing time, and organizing work. Also, problems with written work, e.g. spelling and writing. Short-term memory problems, sequencing difficulties, and following and giving instructions and directions. In 2009, the Scottish Government, Dyslexia Scotland, and the cross-party group on dyslexia in the Scottish Parliament agreed a working definition of dyslexia. The definition is: dyslexia can be described as a continuum of difficulties in learning to read, write, and or spell, which persist despite the provision of appropriate learning opportunities. These difficulties do not reflect an individual's cognitive abilities and may not be typical of performance in other areas. The impact of dyslexia as a barrier to learning varies in degree according to the learning and teaching environment, as there are often associated difficulties. The full definition is available on Dyslexia Scotland's website. So, what is the right support? Support should take into account of the learning styles and individual needs of the child or adult. Sometimes asking the person with dyslexia to suggest solutions to problems can produce simple but effective results. Things that can help are early identification and provision of appropriate support as soon as possible, peer support for help with reading, writing activities, use of mind mapping or flow charts for project management, regular tasks and instructions broken down into graphics, using coloured overlays and coloured paper, information and computer technology for reading, writing, and recording of information. However, it is important to remember that everyone with dyslexia is different and that they will have different strengths, weaknesses, and strategies that work for them. More information can be found on the Dyslexia Scotland website, which is www.dyslexiascotland.org www.dyslexiascotland.uk.